I was actually born in South Arkansas, Ouachita County, Arkansas. I went to public schools in Stevens. I graduated from Stevens High School, left Stevens, and I went to Arkadelphia, Henderson State University, where I received my first degree, a BSBA degree in general business with an emphasis in economics. And that's where I met my husband. So he's a native person from Little Rock. So that's how I became a native of Little Rock at this time. And then after moving here, I furthered my education when I went to work for John W. Walker, PA, previous state representative John Walker and civil rights attorney John Walker. I went to school here at UA Little Rock, where I received a bachelor's of science in education, elementary education, and I also have a master's of art in education administration, also from UA Little Rock.
How do you feel that your skills and your background and your experiences, how do you feel those qualify you to represent District 34?
Oh, very much so. All my life has been dedicated to public service. I've been elected as a public servant. As you know, I was elected to as a Zone 1 representative to the Little Rock School District Board of Directors. So I've already been elected as a public servant. My work on a daily basis is public service. Many of the people that I come in contact with, I give free service to them. I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a case known as, and that's how I became acquainted with Mr. Walker. There's a case known as the Little Rock School District versus the Pulaski County Special School District, wherein the Little Rock School District sued the Pulaski County Special School District. It was not Attorney Walker. It was the Little Rock School District. And in doing so, the districts entered into a settlement agreement wherein they were supposed to do certain things for African-American students who lived in the county, both Little Rock and Pulaski County, and North Little Rock was a part of that. And as a result of that, the Little Rock School District, their lawyers could not, there was a conflict for them to have to represent all the children in the district. So that's where Mr. Walker and the Legal Defense Fund came in, wherein he became the representative of the African-American children in the county school districts, Little Rock, Pulaski County, and North Little Rock. So as a result of that settlement agreement, they entered into a settlement agreement. All the districts came up with what's called desegregation plans, and the United States Court of Appeal for the Eighth Circuit decided that there would be monitoring of the districts, and that's where Mr. Walker came in, and that's why I came in. I was hired by him to monitor the implementation by the school districts of their respective desegregation plans.
What do you believe are some of the greatest strengths and also the greatest challenges of District 34?
Some of the strengths are the revitalization of the area, like, for instance, over in the where the Clinton Presidential Center is. That's not actually in the District 34, but it connects. So you kind of know that if you're going to be in District 34, that's not far away. But anyway, in District 34, there are some concerns. There's problems with housing. There are dilapidated housing, boarded up housing. There's a big food desert right there in the center of the district that needs to be addressed. So those are some of the things that we've talked about, some of us as candidates have talked about, that need to be addressed. So that's something that's on the table. I've indicated in each of the, I guess you would call it, debates where the other candidates were present, that I cannot make any promises about what's going to take place when I'm elected to the House of Representatives. However, I will be fighting for the citizens of the community to ensure that they have, just like that, you know, they're the have-nots, the majority of the people in my district. So make sure that they have, that there's equity within the district with respect to economic development, education, you know, jobs and that sort of thing. So that's where we are, and that's where I think that I can assist, because I've had contact with those people in the district for many years. I don't know if you're aware, but probably about 12 or 13 years ago, there was within the Little Rock School District, it was majority white board. And about 12 years ago, you know, because the population of the city and because of the majority of the children that went to school in the Little Rock School District were African-American, we decided that they would probably be best served if they had African-American representatives on the board. So there was an effort to ensure that there would be a more African-American representation on the school board there in Little Rock. So I was part of that effort to ensure that. And so I have experience in making sure that, you know, people receive equal educational opportunities, not only in education, but in jobs and, you know, all, you know, facets of life. So, I mean, that's just been my history.
And what are some ideas that you have to face some of those challenges in the district, but also to bolster some of the strengths as you see it?
Well, ideas that I have is basically what I've said. I'm going to try to understand what's going on and build relationships with not only the people within the House of Representatives, but also in the Senate, and then those that are across the aisle as far as Democrats and Republicans. I think that I have the skills in order to, you know, become familiar with, you know, the ideas and understand, and hopefully I'll be able to convince others of my ideas and what ought to be taking place, because I'm a data person. So if, you know, I understand that, you know, we have the people over there in that legislative research department. If you want to get certain statistics, they're able to pull that. So if I believe if I have the data to show that certain things ought to be taking place, or certain things are going to be will adversely affect certain persons within the district, then hopefully I can convince those persons that we don't even need to institute laws that are going to harm certain citizens of the state. And then if there is something that's going wrong that needs to, you know, assist somebody to even the playing field, then I think that I can secure that data as well in order to make the case to make sure that the playing field is leveled.
And my final question for you, what would you say is your signature issue, or maybe an issue that you see needs more attention from lawmakers especially?
You know, as I said before, it's going to be education, and then probably affordable housing that people can be able to live, you know. But right now, District 34, if you go through District 34 and look at some of the look at some of the houses that people live in, that, you know, out of that's something that needs to be addressed. But here's the problem. I don't know if the state has the resources or the funding in order to address that, or if that's going to be something that needs to come from the federal government. So that's something I need to look in and check on, because I do see a need for there to be more economic development within District 34. So the question is, where is that funding going to come from? Is it going to be at the state level? I just need to know how certain departments fund certain things within our communities, and then research, you know, gather more research to determine whether or not that's going to be at the federal level or not.